This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Like any other large city, Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, has some traffic problems. The city's 8 million residents navigate intersections with the help of traffic cops. But sometimes those cops demand bribes and the system is disorganized. Enter a group of local engineers who have built 8-foot-tall robots to deliver the essential stop-and-go commands. The BBC's Maud Julian has been reporting on this in Kinshasa. Hello, Maud.
Hello.
I'm looking at a photo of what looks like a scary-looking robot standing in the middle of a busy intersection. What am I looking at here?
Well, you're looking at one of the two huge robots that have been directing traffic in Kinshasa for 3 months now. I'd say they're sort of retro in style.
Yes.
If you look closely, one of them has sort of 80s sunglasses. So these robots move. So at the end of their arms, they have screens that change colors, so red and green. On their torso, they have screens as well that change colors and that also indicate when the pedestrian can cross.
Why robots instead of regular traffic signals or traffic lights?
Well, first of all, in Kinshasa, a lot of the crossroads are actually regulated by policemen who are, first of all, criticized by the population because they harass people. They constantly ask for money. And I actually asked a few people on the streets in the capital, Kinshasa, what they thought of these robots.
I think it's great. Before the robot, there were lots of accidents. Now we can see a big change. There's order, the traffic is fluid, and it's all thanks to the robot. People respect the robot more than the policeman, because people used to ignore policemen when they told them to stop. Now the robot takes people's photos at a distance if they don't stop. It's a big progress.
The robot is better than policemen because it does its job according to the order. It doesn't bother us, ask for documents, or arrest us.
Well, it is really interesting, the idea that a traffic robot can't demand a bribe from passing vehicles. And these are also solar-powered, these robots?
Yes, they are solar powered. You know, it's difficult to get electricity in Kinshasa, but it's certainly not difficult to get sunlight.
Maud Julian is with the BBC in Kinshasa. Maud, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Here in New York, we're very good at ignoring traffic laws, and I, for one, would welcome some new robot overlords. Photos of those retro robot cops at marketplacetech.org.